Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Right now I have a special guest in the studio with me. I have Kathy O'Gara, who's going to talk about blessing in a backpack. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
What a great little program title.
Yeah, it's a national program, and we're going to hopefully start one here in Sitka, starting at Keetgushihin. And it's a program to feed children who are eligible for the free and reduced lunch program and to feed them over the weekends so that they can go home with a bag of food and eat it and come back replenished and refreshed on Monday morning, ready to learn and have some food in their stomachs.
It seems kind of obvious that we don't think about if a child can't afford lunch during the school week, what they would do on the weekends.
Yeah, and a lot of the kids do have resources over the weekends, but many of them don't, or they have limited. And we'd like to just supplement some of that food over the weekend. So if a family can feed their child over the weekend, then perhaps they could use this food to supplement and use funds for something else that maybe they could they have a different need for. So the food could supplement, or it actually could feed the child. There are amazingly some very, very hungry children in this town, and the price of food is going up. And we're hoping that this will help kids to come to school on Mondays with a better frame of mind to learn.
And you're the coordinator of this program.
Yeah, right now it's just me, myself, and I.
So are you the reason for the origin of this program, getting the involvement? What was the inspiration?
Over Christmas, I read a book called Homeless to Harvard, and it was an amazing book about a woman's journey from her family that was fairly dysfunctional, and she pulled herself up and found the strength from within, and she went to Harvard for 4 years, and she, in the very back of the book, she said that if she had had a program like this, it would have made a huge amount of difference for her. She didn't take advantage of it, but now she's one of the spokespeople for this national organization.
Oh, that's terrific. You just never know where your inspiration is going to come from.
I know, yeah. I'm still kind of amazed that I've gotten this far with the program, but Walmart has agreed to sponsor our food at a really very good rate, and the Sitka School District has definitely signed on with us. I've spoke with the superintendent and the principal at Keetgushihin, and they're both extremely supportive of the program and will be helping in multiple different ways to distribute the food for the kids on Fridays, and so they'll be able to take a bag of food home on Fridays.
So you have some strong partnering for the fall.
Yeah, I do. And I have several people have already volunteered to help pack the bags, because, of course, it'll be all volunteer run. So every week we'll have an assembly line of bag packing and get them out there. But I'm feeling pretty confident with the number of volunteers that I'll have. Right now, though, we're trying to raise $4,180 more. And amazingly, $80 will feed one child for the entire school year every weekend of the school year.
That's a very judicious budget.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty amazing, but it's a national figure, and the national organization is very, very proud of the fact that they can feed one child for $80. And Walmart has agreed to meet the price points, and I've already had some other donations. I've had conversations with some local vendors and been very, very positive.
So basically, you need cash right now.
Right now, I need some cash, yes.
Yeah, and that's okay to ask for.
Yeah, good, because that's what I'm asking for.
No, absolutely. And then how would people, how would they get money to you? Or
well,
the organization, I should say.
There is a website, and you can just Google it or go to www.blessingsinabackpack, all one word, and you can go ahead and donate online. It is a 401(c). Is that how you say it? Okay. 401(c)(3). And so it is tax deductible, and you can donate as much or as little as you can. Or you can write a check, make it out to Blessings in a Backpack, and send it to me, Kathy O'Gara. My phone number is 747-8710. You're certainly welcome to call and ask any questions about the program or how to make out a check. My very, very pointed request, though, is when you donate, to please, please, please indicate that it's for the Sitka schools. Otherwise, it might go to Ohio, it might go to Nebraska, it might go to somewhere else. And we certainly want to raise money for our children. Mm-hmm. 100% of the proceeds go to food for the children.
And what sorts of foods would they get for a weekend?
I'm glad you asked that. We're modifying the menu just a little bit to accommodate a higher nutritional value. So we're hoping to serve 100% juice and some instant oatmeal, breakfast bar, the cheese and crackers. Mm-hmm. So kind of a mix of kid-friendly food and throw in a little bit of nutritional food as well. Maybe some tuna or canned salmon. I'm hoping to get some food donations later in the year to supplement some of the protein that we have around Southeast Alaska.
So a child won't have to have their easy bake oven to prepare their
weekend.
No,
this is all child friendly, so it does not necessarily have to have an adult. The hot water might be a bit of an issue, but that's another reason to target Kikuchihin kids because they're a little older and can handle that.
Right, and does this go, do all the schools benefit, or is it just the elementary?
Right now, it's just starting at Kikuchihin, but at the school district, there are, we're about 32% free and reduced lunch. So 32% of our school population are eligible and have signed up for our free and reduced lunch program. And at Keet, there's mostly the bulk of those children are at Kikuchihin. We're going to start there with about 50, 60 kids, depending on how much money we can raise, see how it goes. There's a very high need at Pacific High School, and there's also a high need, at all of them, I guess. So we'll see how we can branch out. But right now, I just want to start small, be successful, and then learn from any mistakes that we might make and make it a better program next year.
So I'm wondering, and this is kind of a sensitive topic, kids not getting enough food to eat, and maybe just the stigma of other peers knowing that you're getting a free lunch or some sort of assistance. How is the program dealing with these sensitivities?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you asked that because it is a bit of a stigma to be known that your home life is low income or that you don't mm-hmm. have enough food. Working with the school district, they have suggested to send food home in the grocery bags that we all use, the plastic grocery bags, which is a little against my environmentally conscious. I like to send them home in returnable bags. The company, the national company, will send backpacks for free for the children. But after discussion with Mr. Bradshaw and Mr. Demert, we felt that, not sure how that would work and what would the backpacks look like. So this first year, we're going to stick with the plastic grocery bags, see how that goes. And hopefully with enough of the other kids and pretty much everybody in town carrying plastic grocery bags around, it won't be as much of a stigma.
Yeah, because we use those for everything. We cover our bike seats.
Yep.
We
my daughter has a backpack, and she still chooses to use a plastic grocery bag to carry her things to school.
It's the perfect disguise.
For everything.
For everything.
And it keeps it dry, too, in this weather.
Absolutely. So, and I understand, like, the results. I mean, I know I feel better after a good meal or remembering to eat breakfast. Are there some, and being that this is a program, you have to sort of report measurables mm-hmm. or some results. And what sort of results are you hoping after the first year?
Well, I think that the attention span of the child, especially on a Monday when they show up to school, we do have a breakfast program at the schools. And they do get a breakfast, but they can show up to school having been fed or at least some food over the weekend. They've found nationally that the test scores go up, behavior problems go down, school attendance is up, especially on a Monday, and the overall health of a child increases, which is like, oh yeah, duh, you feed them, they're healthy.
Right.
Definitely makes a difference if they're getting good food.
Well, that's terrific. I love this program, Blessings in a Backpack. Again, you're looking more for fundraising dollars as opposed to food donations. And you do have some volunteers. And what the best way to contact you is?
Kathy O'Gara, 747-8710. Or you can write a check straight to Blessings in a Backpack, noting that it's Sitka Schools. And you can send it to them. Their address is on their website, Blessings in a Backpack, all one word. Or you can donate right online. And again, there's a notation to indicate which school you'd like to donate to. And Sitka leads in this, and we will be the first Alaskan site for this national program.
That's very exciting.
It's exciting.
Well, I hope you come back at the end of the school year and give us a report on how successful this first year turned out.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank my guest, Kathy O'Garrett, talking about blessings in a backpack. Thanks for joining me.